Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Nedarim, and we are learning parak Dalid Mishnah Ches. So, Yimalchim Derech Ve'en LaMayochal. If the Mudar and the Madir are traveling on the road, and the Mudar has nothing to eat, and the Madir has what to eat, but he's not allowed to provide him with any food because he has a Nedrana. No sin la'achar l'shamatan. The Madir can give his food to someone else as a gift. Va'la mutarba. And then the Mudar is allowed to have it because it no longer belongs to the Madir, it belongs to this third party. But if they don't have a third party traveling with them, there's still an etza. Meniach al hasela o al agader. The madir could put the food on a rock or on a fence. Va'omer harein muvkarim l'kol mi sheyachbots. And he could say, these are hefker for anyone who wants them. Va'alo notol v'yochal. And then the other one, the mudar, could take the food and could eat it, since it no longer belongs to the madir. That's only if the guy has nothing to eat, Rabbi Kiveger points out in the Tosas, Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Yossi says, come on, this is a joke. You're not allowed to do this. You make it hefker. The mudar is the only other person there who could take it, so you're not really making it hefker, you're giving it to the mudar, and that's not permissible. Now we move on to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. So we're continuing about halachas about a mudar and a madir. It used to be that houses would open up into a chatzer, multiple houses in a single chatzer, and if you owned a house in a chatzer, you're considered a shutaf in that chatzer with the other people who own houses in that chatzer. So the Mishnah talks about when two people own houses in the same chatzer, and yet there's a nedar. No, they're not allowed to get hanah from each other. Hashutaf and shenadru hanah zemizeh. If you have two partners, meaning two people whose houses open up into the same chatzer, that have a nedar hanah from each other, certainly kanis the chatzer. They're not allowed to go into the chatzer because each one owns a chelik of that chatzer. So when you walk into that chatzer, you're using property that's partially owned by the other guy. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer zeh nichlas l'toch shelo v'zeh nichlas l'toch shelo. Each one is considered to be entering in his own property when they go into the chatzer, and therefore it's mutter, meaning when you go into the chatzer that you live in, wherever you are walking, we view as 100% yours at that moment. And therefore, each person is allowed to go. But neither of them is allowed to put up some sort of permanent structure there, like a mill or an oven, or to raise chickens there. Because even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you have every member of that chatzer has the right to stop other people from doing these kinds of things. So by not stopping him, it's considered that he's giving him Hana'a. Now a different situation. Let's say it was not a two-way neder hana'a, it was only a one-way neder hana'a. One is not allowed to get hana'a from the other. Lo yikarnis l'chatzer. The one who's not allowed to get hana'a cannot go into the chatzer that is jointly owned because he's using the other fellow's property. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, yachalu lomer lo l'toch shali ani nichnas rei nichnas l'toch shalach. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'shitaso says, no, when I'm walking through the chatzer, I'm walking through my property. According to both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we force the person who made the neder, meaning the mudar, to sell his chelek of the chatzer, because there's a chashash that when the mudar sees the madir using the chatzer, which he's allowed to do, the mudar might forget his neder, and he might also use the chatzar. So in order to avoid that, we require the mudar to sell his share of the chatzar so that he'll be prevented from using it. So even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that the mudar is allowed to walk in the chatzar. He agrees that you can't set up a mill, you can't raise chickens there, you can't set up an oven there, so he might sell his partial ownership, and that's why we require him to sell his partial ownership of the chatzar, because if he sees the madir doing those things, Tosi Yantov explains, he might forget and do them himself as well. Now let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of Perek Dalid, we learned that if two people are traveling on the road and one of them doesn't have what to eat, but there's neder hana'a, you can give it to a third party as a matana, and then the guy could take it from the third party. If there is no third party, just put it on a fence somewhere and declare it hefker, and then the guy can take it. But Rabbi Yossi says that last etza doesn't work, because if he's the only other guy there, it's not really hefker. You're really giving it to him. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, we said that if shutaf and have a neder hana'a from each other, neither of them is allowed to enter the chatzer. But Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees and says when each one is entering the chatzer, they're each going into their own part of the chatzer. Neither, even Elazar ben Yaakov agrees, though, that no one is allowed to set up a mill, an oven, or to be Megadol Tarnagolim, because that you are benefiting from the other guy. If it's only a one-way neder hana'a, so the one who is not allowed to get hana'a, according to the Tanakhama, cannot go into the chatzer. Elazar ben Yaakov says he can go into the chatzer because whenever he's going in, he's using his part of the chatzer. However, both Elazar ben Yaakov and the Tanakhama Kama agree that we force the noder to sell his chelik of the chatzar, because it's only asking for trouble if they both retain ownership in the chatzar. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis.